This is Alive with Joseph.
So tonight, we're going to give God praise with a few minutes we have left. But I'm going to say a few things, and we're going to give the Lord our praise one more time. And I want you to be intentional. Hallelujah. Now let's get into the book of Psalm 67, verse 3 to 7. The scripture says, "Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us." God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Now understand that your victory is in your praise, and also the defeat of your adversary is also in your praise. And the reason why the adversary doesn't want you to praise God is because his defeat is hidden in your praise. The defeat of the adversary is locked up in your praise. The devil is not afraid of the things he took from you or the things that you own. The devil is not after your car he took from you. If you had an accident this year, that wasn't what he was after. He is not after the job he took from you. He doesn't need employment. The devil is not after your marriage. He doesn't need your husband. Neither does he need your wife. But he attacks all of those things. He attacks your marriage, attacks your job, attacks your health, so that he can stifle your praise. The reason he attacks all of those things is so that he can stifle your praise. The reason he attacks your family, the reason he attacks your finances, the reason he attacks, you know, your health, attacks your children, is so that he can suffocate your praise. That is the reason he puts pressure on you, so that he can put pressure on your tongue, so that you should not give God praise. Because he knows that, you know, your praise is where your victory lies in. The devil, the diabolo, is angry at your praise. He is angry at your praise. He is angry because you are giving God praise. And the only thing he is missing so much and he is finding difficult to receive is willing praise from people. And that is why he is angry when he sees you and I willingly offering praise and thanks to our God, because that is the only thing he cannot receive. He finds it difficult to receive willingly from anyone their praise. That is what he finds difficult to receive. Listen, friends, God doesn't punish you to praise him. He blesses you to praise him. But the other way is the devil. He punishes his agents, punishes his followers. He puts pressure on them so that they can worship him by force. He puts pressure on them so that they can worship him by force. He doesn't receive praises from his agents, from his followers, willingly. He has to use force to receive it. But when he sees you willingly giving your God praise, he is jealous. He is angry. He is, you know, he hates you for it. But I pray for you tonight that on the wings of your praise, may you excel in the name of Jesus. I say on the wings of your praise, may you continue to move forward in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your praise, may you continue to rise in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your praise, finish this year stronger than you started it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this evening. The devil is seeking for your worship. He is lusting after your praise. He is seeking your attention and seeking your praise. And the only way he's seeking your attention is by creating chaos around you, by putting pressure around you. The devil is angry when you give your God praise. That is why he attacks everything about you, so that you can stop giving God your praise. Child of God, listen and listen very well. The only way you get what you lost is to release what the devil doesn't have the ability to stop or receive, and that is your praise. The only way you can get back to your life what you have lost is to release what the devil doesn't want you to release. And what is that? Your praises to the Almighty God. So the psalmist says, let the people praise you. Oh God, let all the people praise you. Not some people, not a few people, not those who have received only good from God. Let all the people praise you. How many people are excited to give God their praise tonight? How many are willing to give God their praise tonight? Now make that joyful noise unto your heavenly Father. Give him your shout of praise. Hallelujah. Do you know what you have just done now? The devil is mad at you. That in spite of all that he threw at you, you're still giving God praise. In spite of how he has stifled you, tried to suffocate you, you are still giving God your praise. Now go ahead and celebrate Jesus one more time. Hey! Child of God, the only way to get what you lost is to release what the devil doesn't want you to release. And that is your praises to God. And that is why in the midst of Job's trial, he kept saying, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." In everything, he kept saying, "I know my Redeemer liveth." He said, "I know I have just lost my houses, but my Redeemer liveth. I know I just lost my businesses, my Redeemer liveth. I know I lost my children, my Redeemer liveth. I've just lost my marriage, my wife has walked away from me. I know my Redeemer liveth, because in spite of all that I have lost, one thing I know is my Redeemer liveth." Everybody thunder, "My Redeemer liveth." Thunder, "My Redeemer liveth." So as Job praised God, God restored everything back to him. Mighty deliverance took place in his house. God gave him back what the enemy took. I don't know who you are. As your praises tonight rises from a heart of sincerity, a heart of joy and celebration, whatever it is that you're still believing God for, it shall be done for you in the name of Jesus. I say, shall be done for you in the name of Jesus. In the last 2 days, healings took place here. In the last 2 days, God distributed favor to his people. In the last 2 days, the miraculous happened. In the last 2 days, God dealt with issues. God delivered his people. God moved like never before. God remembered people who thought that God had forgotten them. My friend, tonight, I want you to release that praise, because the God of heaven perfects everything that consigns you. Give him praise tonight. Hey! That devil is a bastard. The last 2 days, God moved upon his people, and we have returned to say thank you, so that he can perfect everything. I love what Nsuku was saying when she was leading the prayers. She said, "We are like the one that returned back." Jesus asked the one that returned back, "Where are the other nine?" We have returned back to say thank you. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The miraculous has happened in the last 2 days. So release your praise to complete it. So dance before the Lord tonight, because that stubborn delay is removed in the name of Jesus. I say, child of God, dance before the Lord tonight, because that stubborn situation is rolled away in the name of Jesus. Dance and praise God tonight, because your employment has arrived in the name of Jesus. Rejoice and dance before God tonight, because your maker, the one who made the heavens and the earth, has empowered you to finish strong in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, your dancing may not make sense. Dance it anyway. Hallelujah. You don't want your dancing to make sense. Remember David, his dancing didn't make sense to the wife. And the wife stood in her lofty heights and began to mock the man. But listen, friends, anytime you dance before the Lord and people lift their voice to mock you, as they are mocking you, God is making you. As they mock you, God makes you. As they mock you, God makes you. And I declare tonight, on the wings of your praise, the Lord shall make you in the name of Jesus. I say, God will make you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. So tonight, rejoice and dance before him. Your dancing may not make sense, but it is an instruction. The Bible said, let all the people praise him. Let all the people praise him. The Bible said God told them, you know, when you study the book of, you know, the book of Second Chronicles or so, you will see where the Bible said that God told them to raise a choir instead of an army when they were confronted by their adversary. Look for that scripture, put it on the screen. He told them to raise a choir. He told them to raise a choir instead of raising an army, because it didn't make sense. Can you imagine? You know, you are confronted by the adversary. Instead of you to appear with a weapon, you appear with your praise. But one thing people don't know is, praise is more mightier than any physical weapon. praise is mightier than any physical women. The scripture says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Next verse, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord for his mercy. Maintain the same scripture, pray the same verse. Praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. KJV translation. Put it for me. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Monsiah, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They didn't shoot one arrow. They didn't shoot one bullet. As they began to praise God, my friend, as you praise God today, whatever has risen before you before now, I announce it shall be leveled on this ground in the name of Jesus. I say it shall come down tonight in the name of Jesus. It shall come down tonight in the name of Jesus. They raised the choir instead of an army. It doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. But one thing you should understand is divine instructions don't make sense. Hallelujah. So child of God, praise your way tonight to your breakthrough. Praise your way to your high places. Praise your way to finish strong. Hear me, friends. The Spirit of God is all over the atmosphere. And he has empowered you to be able to praise the Almighty God. Why? Because he knows when your praises rises up. Whatever needs to be done must be completed in the name of Jesus. And I declare over you tonight, I announce by the Spirit of the living God, the enemy that is waiting for you to fall and die, or fall and not become what God wants you to be, I declare they will wait forever in the name of Jesus. Concerning Paul, they said they waited for him to fall and die. They waited for your business to fall and die. But that devil is a bastard. They will wait forever in the name of Jesus. Because by your praise tonight, you will rise to lofty heights in the name of Jesus. I say you will rise to greater heights in the name of Jesus. The day the enemy has been waiting for will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. I said, the day they have been waiting for, that you will come and on bended knees, you will come and bend your knees before them, that day will never come to pass in the name of Jesus. The day they have been waiting for to confirm how evil and how diabolical their prediction is right, I announce over you today, that day shall never come in the name of Jesus. They've been waiting, waiting to hear that bad news. I decree and I declare that day will never come in the name of Jesus. I say it will never come in the name of Jesus. It will never come in the name of Jesus. The day where they will look at you and say, we told you. I declare again, that day shall never come in the name of Jesus. They will wait in vain in the name of Jesus. They waited for Paul to swell and die. And the Bible said, after a while, they changed their mind. I announce again, they will change their mind in the name of Jesus. I said they will wait and waste in the name of Jesus. In Acts 28, the Bible said, the people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. They expected your business to swell up and suddenly fall dead. They expected your marriage to scatter. They expected your children to not become anything. They expected. They had an expectation. I declare tonight, their expectation will not come to manifestation in the name of Jesus. It is only the expectations of the righteous that is permitted to come to pass. Only the expectation of the righteous. And your expectation shall not be cut off. That's what the word says. Give the Lord your praise tonight. They expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time, seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their mind and they said he was a god. Hear me, friends. That venomous beast, that viper, that the people of the land already knew what that venomous beast does. They knew what that viper could do. It is a viper that nobody survives the venom. Everywhere and anyone that encounters that viper, it has devastated them. No one who has ever encountered that viper has ever come out with any good story to tell. Nobody survives the attack of that venomous beast. So when they saw the viper on the Apostle Paul, they said, this one is finished. They said, this man will not survive it, because to the best of their knowledge, nobody have survived the viper. But one thing they didn't know was the Apostle Paul was a rule breaker. How many rule breakers do I have in the house tonight? How many rule breakers do I have in the house tonight? The Apostle Paul was a trailblazer. How many trailblazers do I have in the house tonight? The Apostle Paul was a rule breaker, a trailblazer, a pathfinder. There are some things that can never happen to some people. They waited. They knew the ability of that viper. They know that if you encounter that viper, you cannot live to tell the story. So they were waiting. They were waiting, not because, they really wished him bad. They were waiting because they know what that viper has done to others. So based on experience, they were not expecting anything different. Based on experience, they were not expecting anything different. But they didn't know that the Apostle Paul was an exception to the rule. I declare over you tonight, you are an exception to the rule in the name of Jesus. You are an exception to the rule in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. They have said, no one goes through what you are going through and survive it. They have said, no one who experiences this sickness can come out of it. But today, on the wings of your praise, I declare the rule is broken in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your praise, you are an exception in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your praise, an exception is made in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your praise, you have escaped what nobody has escaped around you in the name of Jesus. On the wings of your praise, I declare tonight, shake it off in the name of Jesus. I say shake it off in the name of Jesus. I say shake it off in the name of Jesus. They badmouth you, shake it off in the name of Jesus. They say you are not the type that should arise on the wings of your praise. Shake it off in the name of Jesus. I say shake it off in the name of Jesus. Shake off what latched on others and killed them. It has also latched on you. But tonight, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, as you shake it off in your place of praise, instead of that thing killing you, you are elevated in the name of Jesus. You are lifted in the name of Jesus. You are lifted in the name of Jesus. Give me two powerful amen. Two. Thunder, I shake it off. Thunder, I shake it off. Thunder, by my praise, I shake it off. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Shake it off. The Bible said, put it on the screen, that Paul shook it off into the fire. And he continued as if nothing happened. He shook it off. But Paul shook the snake off. I like King James on this matter. Put King James. I like that. He said venomous beast. I like that word. Put King James for me. Remove this. Snake, you would think that is a house snake. You know, we have house snake. That are not poisonous. No, I don't want that. I want King James, KJV. And when the barbarians saw the he carries weight. Venomous beast. You know, if we say snake, it looks like it was a small snake, we have snake catchers. This one, you can't catch it. And the venomous beast, the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand. They said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. And you see, often certain things happen to you and people sit on the lofty seat of judgment. And they are judging you. You don't know my agreement with God. You don't know why I'm facing the battle I'm facing. To you, you think I'm in sin. But it has nothing to do with sin. It's because of heaven's agenda for my life. Some of us, our battles are not normal battles. And the Bible said, the Apostle Paul, go back now to verse 5. The Apostle Paul, as the thing latched on him, he shook off the beast into fire and felt no harm. Tonight, as we praise God for just a few minutes, I decree and I declare, every beast that has latched on your business, latched on your career, latched on your marriage, latched on your children, I shake it off in the name of Jesus. I shake it off in the name of Jesus. I shake it off in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I shake it off in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I shake it off in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, give the Lord your praise tonight. He didn't just shake it into anywhere else. He shook it into fire. Because our God is a consuming fire. Whatever it is tonight, I declare, as you dance before the Lord, as you bring your sincere praise to the Almighty God, fire will consume that battle in the name of Jesus. Consuming fire will answer you in the name of Jesus. Consuming fire will answer you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight if you believe it. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hey! They said no one goes through what you're going through and survive. Verse 5, he said, Paul shook off. He shook it off into the fire and suffered no harm. What killed others, Paul shook it off. What destroyed others, Paul shook it off. What destroyed others, Paul shook it off. Now, I declare, as you rise on your feet tonight to give the Lord your praise, whatever it is that has latched on you since January. When Reverend Sam was teaching on Monday, that touched my heart. Many started with God. But during the course of the year, they left God behind. And as a result, venomous beasts met you on the way, latched on you. But tonight, as you return back to God and you return with your praise, that thing that has held you bound before now, I decree and I declare, it is permanent liberty in the name of Jesus. I say it is permanent liberty in the name of Jesus. Now, let's rise on our feet. As you rise on your feet, I want you to declare, say, I shake off every nonsense. Thunder, I shake off every disease. Thunder, I shake off every limitations. Thunder, I shake off every premature death. Thunder, I shake off every affliction. Thunder, I shake off every reproach. Thunder, I shake off whatever will not allow me finish this year strong. I shake it off. Thunder, I shake off every cancer. I shake off every diabetes. I shake off every disease. I shake off poverty. I shake off lack. In the name of Jesus. Thunder, I shake it off. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.